Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 13th, 2024. Mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear him say that his mercy endureth forever. Psalms chapter 118, verses 1 through verse 4. Today's morsel. If you were asked to define mercy, how would you define it from a personal standpoint? Would you just say not getting what you deserve as far as forgiveness and not being punished, or would it be more? Think about that for a moment. You see, God wants us to understand the application of His Word. In other words, He wants us to understand and be able to see how things apply to our lives so that we can develop and grow. So if God forgave you of sin, what are you doing to ensure that it doesn't have to keep doing it? The Psalms just state, God have spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou rendest to every man according to his work. Psalms chapter 62, verse 11 and 12. Notice, if you will, not only does power belong to God, but also mercy. Do you feel as though God has bestowed his mercy on you? If so, what did you do to give him thanks for it? The writer of Hebrews tells us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. I love this scripture. Not only do we find mercy at the throne of God, but we also find grace to help in time of need. So how much grace do you have stored up for what is ahead? If grace saves us, surely mercy ought to keep us in His love. Don't wait until you need grace to come to the throne to get it. Go to the throne daily, get it, and keep it stored up within you so that you will have it when you need it. Should the Lord tarry, you are going to need both grace and mercy to navigate through this life. God doesn't run out of these things, but isn't it wise to have what you need to carry you through what you might face from day to day? Sing this song with me today. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. And there my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Thought for today. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23.